Another week, another episode. Hi guys, it's me, it's Flo again. J'espère que tu vas bien, means I hope you are okay in French. I want to talk about vision, because in the last episode I talk about vision very quickly. I talk about more especially about vision around creativity, like my creation in general on YouTube and whatever. So I want to talk about this because vision is a subject I am thinking this past few weeks. Almost 6 months ago, 6 or 7 months ago, I was looking for a job. I was looking for a job because, you know, that's life. You find a job and I was like, okay, my vision told me to find a startup, like a small enterprise, and just work my ass off for this enterprise. And I found this enterprise. But this experience, which is the most recent experience I have, and this job became, I don't want to say nightmare, because come on, man. It's always like, it's the worst experience of my life, blah, blah, blah. But it was really a bad experience for my mental and my emotions. And why I decided to make this episode, it's because I don't want to say I don't trust my vision, because I trust my vision. It's more like I'm afraid to follow again my vision, because my vision drive me to this experience. And this experience gave me so much anxiety, so much sadness, so much of bad vibes. And I'm scared. To be honest with you, I'm scared to follow again my vision. Because what if my vision drives me again to a bad experience so I can learn and be more experienced? I don't want to let fears drive my life, you know. Because, all right, I'm scared to have another bad experience, to lose my time. But did I really lose my time working for them, for example? I'm doing an introspection. I don't know if it's a term I'm looking for, but I'm doing an introspection. Like, do I really lose my time? Because I learned so many things on social networks, because I worked in a company. I was a community manager. So basically, I was... I hit something on my desk. But I was representing a company or a restaurant on Instagram and Facebook. I was like organizing, shooting, and creating content for them, you know, like post reels on Instagram and all the stuff. So I learned so many things about organizing myself and creating stuff. So this is a good thing. I also went through a lot of anxiety, pressure, and disappointment. So I'm scared to live again an experience like this. But at the end of the day, I didn't lose my time. I earned money. Now I was able to bought a camera, an expensive camera. I have more money. I have more experience. Sometimes it's hard to follow your vision, because your vision leads you to a suffering experience or something like this. But the thing I want to remember is, okay, I went through all of this. So now I know. And my next experience, I will not live this again. There is no way I am going to stress like this, have this amount of anxiety. I will be better. I will do better. So this episode is like my relief. No, it's not my relief, but doing this episode and talking about all of this helped me. And now, after I will upload this episode, I will have no choice to be better and to not experience something like this again. Because if I, in my opinion, and maybe I'm wrong, but in my opinion, if I live something again like this, it's because I didn't learn. In my next company, or I don't know, in my next experience, if I can't say stop, it means I didn't learn. So that's it. I don't know if this episode makes sense. I still have to learn how to tell something from A to Z. But yeah, sometimes hard to not follow your vision, because you will always follow your vision, but sometimes it's scary. And I realize that I am scared of following my vision, but I don't have to be scared. I have to be happy and happy about the experience I had. And I still have this experience because my contract, again, is not, because my contract is not done yet. But yeah, if you are, I don't want to give you advice because, again, I don't know shit, you know, I'm just trying to find some solution. And but if you are going through something like this, I don't know, maybe try to remember that now you have the tools, you have the weapons to not live again a situation or an experience like this. Now you are ready to be better. Now you are ready to create the situations you really want in your life, the problem you really want to have in your life. So yes, this is the end of the episode. And the last thing I want to say, one of the last things I want to say, is this experience leads me, it is the term, is this the term I'm looking for? This experience leads me to another adventure. And this is a sneak peek, not a sneak peek, but this is a world premiere, all right? I am going to change my sector, if that makes sense. Like, I studied in marketing, but I am going to go back to school and learn science computer. So this is a new adventure, and I'm 23, so it's going to be funny, I hope. So I'm learning right now. I'm not in school yet, but I'm learning by myself how to create a website and all the stuff. So yeah, thank you for your time. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and see you next week for a new episode. I don't know what I am going to talk about. Maybe I will talk about an experience. Maybe I will talk about how sad I am, or how happy I am, or I don't know. Maybe if you want me to talk about something, just there is my email in the description, so send me an email. I will create maybe in few months a Twitter or a Discord or something, so we can connect more easier. See you next week for a new episode. Bye bye, and I love you. Bye bye. Au revoir, like French people say. Okay, I'm cringe. I'm fucking cringe.